CJLO News. Montreal is facing extreme heat. Temperatures on Monday, June 23rd, reached 46 degrees with the Humidex. Environment and Climate Change Canada issued a heat warning, and the Quebec Health Ministry advised people to stay cool and hydrated to avoid heat-related illness. One Concordian professor, Dr. Lengzhu Leon Wang, is warning that those in denser, low-income areas with older buildings are particularly vulnerable during extreme weather.
I mean, those regions and buildings we call vulnerable buildings or communities in the context of heat waves.
Wang is the associate director for the Center for Zero Energy Building Studies. His research focuses on making buildings more resilient to extreme weather events like heat waves. Wang explains that areas like Rosemont, Park Extension, and here in Côte de Neige, where older buildings are grouped closer together, absorb more heat and create risks for residents.
In the past few years, we've been collecting data across Montreal, including schools, long-term care homes, hospitals, and social housing.
Wang is advocating that municipal and national building codes account for more extreme heat, with factors like better insulation, retrofits, and cooling systems.
We need more efforts and investment, right? To, I think, at least from government or municipality, so that we can have a better buildings and community, and in terms of policy making and developing policy, we can help the, in particular, low-income communities to retrofit their building. And also on the community level, provide emergency services, like say, if the building is not ready for heat waves, in the community level, can we provide some guidance or support, like we call probably some local cooling services.
He suggests that with climate change increasing the frequency of extreme weather events, these considerations are vital for health and safety. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Bagpipes today. What if we started the show with bagpipes today? Would that be cool? Would it be cool to start it with bagpipes?
Hello, listener. Welcome to Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon. Behind me is a new song off the latest album by Bridge Chambeau, a bagpipe player out of Scotland who makes this awesome, I mean, I'm going to say the word droney, but you kind of have to make droney music if you're a bagpipe player. Kind of the first time I've ever heard this instrument used outside of the context of, like, war. Ceremonies related to war. I've been enjoying putting this on while, like, reading and stuff lately, and I think it has done things to my brain that we will be discussing later. Today we got a nice episode of mostly krautrock influenced stuff. Some people say you can't say krautrock. I think it's fine to call it that, especially since not a single one of these bands is actually German. They're just influenced by German people. The first little run of tracks I got for you today, starting off with the song Bitter Moon by a Japanese band called Minami Deutsch. Afterwards, we got the song that sparked the reason for this episode being very extendo, psych, jammy themed, is a new single from Ulrika Spacek, who kind of came to fill in that void of, like, Deer Hunter type music in the past 10 years, and all their albums are great. I really hope this new single means a new album soon, because I'd love to see these guys on tour. I'd love to see them here, please. And after that, we got a song called Denim by Beak, featuring members of Portishead. I think that is rather neat. You are listening to Weirdo Rippers on 1690 AM CJLO Here's the song Bitter Moon.
Thank you. Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music, from July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel V. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
You know, it's 28 degrees out again. I've been using the word sopping a lot. I think we're all a bunch of sweaty people, and I think sopping is a perfectly fine word to use to describe that. What you just heard before the break was a song Denim by Beak, or is it Beak Greater Than? There's a greater than symbol after their name, and the album is called Four of Those Symbols. If the band is called Beak to me, I don't know. I don't pronounce the O in sun, right? You're not supposed to do that either. Okay, next up we got the song SMB by a Montreal band called You Do Right. I like these guys. They got these long, jammy, heavy stuff, and this was no exception to that rule. It's called SMB. After that, we got the song Goon Show. Goon Show by a band. You know, actually the next two in a row are bands whose names that I cannot say on air, but it's the band Tropical F-Storm, I suppose, out of Australia. I have loved these guys for a long time, and I'm so thrilled that the new album's awesome. And the song Goon Show here is a banging. It's a banging one. And after that, we got the song Studio B. Now, this is interesting that I didn't know about this until like a couple days ago. The band's called Mother Effers, JMB and Co. It features, if I'm not mistaken, the drummer from Gwar and then Geologist from Animal Collective on Hurdy Gurdy exclusive. He's playing Hurdy Gurdy on the album. And they're doing like a whole krautrock jammy thing with like hurdy-gurdy drums and guitar. I listened to it once all the way through, and it's nice. It's good. This is one of the darker cuts on it. A lot of weird delayed drums on that song. So that's the next run. Still on the theme of like krautrock influenced stuff. That's the tip we're on today. A lot of upbeat music. Okay. Yes, that's what's next. You're listening to Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon, and this is CCCJJJLLLOOO.
where the bodies of the skis hang from extension cords. I see a company of crisis actors run lines on the lawn, making misery porn to warm the halls of ivy. It's the golden age of arseholes and the triumph of disgrace. Howling winds turn cornfields into rags. Yeah, I've seen the cell phone footage, and it's raining cats and dog. Well, you can rob a bank, but you don't really rob the bank. Cause if they lose, they win. And all they need is the wind that blows where people wave their flags, and people waving flags. He's always right, and I was not planning on going out tonight. But I'll grab some pepper spray from Kmart, chuck a ski mask in my bag, and then screaming incantation change the color of the sky. And then admiring my complexion in the shop window reflections, I go where people wave their flags, the people waving flags. You gotta face the hits. Roll with the upper crusts and hunches, left, right, good nights, and all the other kinds of punches. Cause if you lose, you win. And all you need is a win. A blows where people wave their flags, and people waving flags.
I don't know. On July 11th, come on out to FM Fest, a community-led festival focused on emerging local talent and a celebration of the music scene here in Montreal. Across Casa do Popolo, La Sauterania, and La Sala Rosa, it will be a full night of music featuring Ryan Brio, Parallel, MOC, Divance, Fails, Worth Creating, Nuji. The show continues in January, Chong, Horizons, Honey, and Resonance. Tickets are just $15 plus fees too. For more information, follow the Fluid Mosaic on Instagram. This event is backed and sponsored by CGLO 1690 AM, Infamy, Non-Binary Twins, et Les Insoumises.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, how are you? What you just heard was the song Studio B from the new album of a group that just formed called, I can't say the name on air, but it's Mother Effers, JMB and Co. featuring, again, Geologist from Animal Collective playing hurdy-gurdy on the whole thing. Also featuring his typical just like noise ensembles and stuff. Good stuff there. I was browsing to see if anything interesting happened in history today. That's not like horrible news. I found an interesting one, and it's that in 2002, 23 years ago, Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to fly solo around the world in a hot air balloon non-stop. It had been done before with breaks. He did it non-stop. And speaking of breaks, his next song is called The Breaks. It's by Sons, which is not jazz. However, they are playing Jazz Fest, I think 11:30 p.m. They're playing super late at night on Thursday. I'm hoping to be there. As Five Lives Glock are playing right before them. I'm hoping to catch both. We'll see if I can catch both. I don't know. And then the rest of the day, the rest of my my show here is going to be jazz related. mostly danceable stuff. I've been into this kind of tip of like Brazilian influenced danceable jazz. So after the song by Sons, we're going to play the song Espelho do Sol by Orbital Ensemble. This is a new album from a Toronto jazz fusion band, Orbital Ensemble, who do this, yeah, like I said, very danceable, bright jazz fusion style. And then we got another new single from the song from The Circling Sun, who I believe it's their second album. Their first album is incredible. And I'm really pumped about this new one. This is a song featuring one of my favorite instruments, the cuíca. They got a cuíca on the track, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. After that, we got one more song later to close things off. Stick around. You're listening to Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon, and this is 1690 AM CJLO.
Between now, when I
Thank you so much for tuning in today. What you just heard was Mizu by The Circling Sun off their upcoming album, Orbits. I'm really pumped about this album. I think it's going to be awesome. Okay, finally, one last track today. We got a song from Marshall Allen, who made news early this year for being the oldest person ever to release a debut album. This guy has been playing with the Sun Ra Orchestra since the late 50s. He is 102 years old. The song is called New Dawn, and it is without a doubt, it's the title track off his debut album that he made at 102 years old. And it is without a doubt within like the top five favorite songs that are released this year for me, I think. I think this song is beyond gorgeous. And I really hope this guy plays the Sun Ra Orchestra when they play here at Jazz Fest on Saturday. Hope to see you there. It's a free show. Go see them. It'll be awesome. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Weirdo Rippers. My name is Simon. Next week at the same time, I will continue to be Simon. And this is 6090 AM CJLO.
Fashion pure.